Good evening, American Fork High School. This is JoJo Dangerfield from San Diego, California. We're here together at the UMEA Red Rocks Invitational on October the 30th, and I am privileged to once again be here to take a look at you in the category of color guard. Have a great performance, have a really great run, folks, and have a really great time. Here we go.
UMEA Red Rocks Marching Band Invitational is proud to present drum majors Kara Cannon, Eric Kreitzis, Emily Rogers, Mackenzie Rugg, and the American Fork High School Marching Band.
So you use the color guard really nicely to create emphasis around that central performer and then open that up and intersperse them through the rest of the ensemble. I think that worked really nicely for you to give us that integrated sense. Good. And then encircling the band in that effort and really adding emphasis to their moment. Good. Those blue silks are a nice relief. They add to production value along with the costuming. Good job there. So the challenge of body and equipment and the combinations there work really well to draw the audience in and engage us. They also create an effect through the challenge of those combinations. And when they're done with excellence, they create effect in that way as well. So really using the color guard to help generate effect from an aesthetic standpoint, an intellectual standpoint, and an emotional standpoint most effectively good. So focus on the weapons down front. A combination of sabers, rifles, and a nice coordination between those two elements, really working strongly together. Nicely done, sabers. Good job. Really showing off your training, your technique, your expertise with a good level of achievement. And there's a strong musical connection, too, between what we see and what we hear. That visual musicality working for you really nicely. Oh, silks, good job. Working in multiple planes along the body. Working in the vertical pathway to the front and back of the body and to the side, good. Noting the challenge there in terms of how it combines with drill and staging efforts. And you do a great job of rising to that challenge. Nice. So the training for the color guard is really undeniable, not just in the fundamentals, but in their ability to expand beyond them and to create levels of complexity through a broadened challenge. Good stuff, guys. Nice job, Sabres. You nailed it again. Good for you. Finding that opportunity in the music there to create that feathered moment, that sequential moment, was a really strong idea, and they were able to really deliver on that for you. Into the passe, into the turn, into the lunge, and the pas de chasse, chasse. Okay, good. So some fundamentals linked together to create a broader, longer challenge. They've got a nice engagement of the core of the body so that they're able to work with gravity, take the body down into the ground successfully, easily, and then come to their feet again easily. And that has everything to do with development there in the center of the body. Mm-hmm. They move with a sense of lightness and a sense of training, a sense of confidence that's really very appealing. Wow. Using that central performer to really distract us away from what's happening here on the front sideline side and bringing those dark and mysterious flags onto the field. It creates a sense of foreboding. You use the color guard really effectively here to generate mood. Dramatic and dark and mysterious. Mm-hmm. And really filling the field with that feeling and that color. Framing the battery. No, dividing them, really. Okay, got it. Even when they're in a run that would normally be pedestrian, they've got an agreed-upon style, an agreed-upon methodology that really works to make them, give them a sense of sameness. Rich textural effort created here with the use of the flags and the color guard interspersed. Absolutely believable in the idea that they were a thought on day one when you sat down to put the drill together and get your ideas together. They're deeply embedded and ingrained in the band proper. They do a great job of supporting the band's effort, and I gotta tell you, there are moments where the band supports theirs, so there's a nice synergistic quality to how they take care of one another and how they're able to bring each other, highlight each other. I think that works really well for you. Softness, a change in dynamic, a quietude that's brought to the field. Leaving the dancers behind while you took those silks off was a really good idea, giving us a little bit of a treat to hang on to there. How they use the directed focus to draw us to whatever pot it is you want us to see works strongly for you, so you use them to direct emphasis, to direct focus, to take us where you want us to go, creating that nice big negative space to the creation of those arcs with the band proper, and letting the color guard fill that in is a nice idea. They're fairly developed in the lower body. They could have, that could have been enhanced over the course of the season. It's not like they can't deliver. They absolutely do. But I think it could have been more pristine through further development there. Rifles are really well-connected equipment and body. There's a pretty broad challenge for them as they work behind the back, working in the lunge, into the aerial moment, good. Layers of complexity are pretty strong here as you ask them to work down into the ground and back up again with very few recovery counts, and they're able to manage to do that for you through their ongoing training and the expertise and experience they've been able to develop over the course of the season. That works really nicely. They look like seasoned performers, and that does nothing but support the design concepts here. Oh, really beautiful combination with the battery. The color guard absolutely adding emphasis to that moment, and it's a marriage that makes a lot of sense. Good, good, good. Pathways are a little bit problematic here. It gets a little congested down front until they get into the formation where you really want them to be in these diagonals. Yeah, and then working together, working in one another's kinesphere, sharing that phrase, sharing that weight, that works to create strong interest. It also creates an intellectual effect, and they're able to really deliver that for you. And they do that through the combinations of body and equipment and the levels of expertise they're able to exhibit. Very believable in the training effort, how it expands beyond the norm. Good moment here as they work in the wedge. They add nice emphasis to the contribution of the band behind them as they move through their marching maneuvering type of a moment. And it's really kind of interesting how you're able to make them all just disappear. How effortless that is, and there's so many of them. The red flag in the introduction there really increases the intensity of the feeling on the field. It also matches the dynamic intensity of the sound really nicely. And again, working in between one another, working through the drill, finding those pathways, those are all, that's all evidence to me of working together throughout the season. Yeah, this has a nice sense of flow to it as you built this linear effort backstage for the silks. How it supports and really provides a backdrop of color for the band is really intriguing, and it adds emphasis to their moment and their closure. Yep, yep, yep. Really good job, folks. Some things that work really well for you, well, the thing that really works well for you is how the two sections, the band proper and the color guard, are able to support one another so effortlessly through the integrated effort. It's very seamless, really effortless. One of the things I love is how you're able to take performers off the field and make them virtually disappear until you're ready for us to see them again. The transitions are really smart. that works to create a level of interest as well. There's strong intellectual appeal here, there's strong aesthetic appeal, and a lot of that is brought to you through the use of the color guard and how it supports the band. So I think you very smartly use the guard to add emphasis, to create effect, and to enhance the program overall. Good run, guys, and a great pleasure to see you once again. Nice growth over the last month. Thank you.